Blog Talk Radio.
Hope I've piqued your interest. We are live today. You can call in at 636-011-110. And while, yes, our guest is fun and interesting, she is also a very, very serious businesswoman. And you can be everything. I just want to remind everyone that this coming Wednesday is our big expo at the Hilton Westchester from 1 to 5. You can meet Tracy Wilson, our guest there. And we expect well over 1,000 people to walk that show and come to see over 150 of the best businesses in Westchester County. So that's our business expo this Wednesday from 1 to 5. Let me introduce Tracy Wilson, also known as Beauty, to you. Tracy lives in Fairfield County, Connecticut. She earned her bachelor's degree in business administration while working for the Department of Social Services. She wrote and published her first novel. There's your first clue. Tracy is a writer. After attending the Dynamic Changes Institute in New York City, where she concentrated on Patrick Porter's Blueprint for Personal Success program. She started Beautiful Publications, LLC, in December 2014 while attending the WIBO, Working in Business Opportunities program at LifeBridge in Bridgeport, and received a certificate of recognition from the mayor of Bridgeport in June 2015. The very next November, Tracy published her first sexually explicit 5-book series, How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. One day, Tracy's granddaughter, Shalion, said, Grandma, can you write something I can read? And in March 2017, Tracy broadened her audience by taking the Sexually Exhibit 5-book series and publishing her first PG-13 series, How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning. So you just cleaned it up a little bit.
Yes, I did.
Tracy also has her own radio show, Sexy Talk, on Blog Talk Radio, where she invites people to listen, call in, accepts requests from other authors to be future guests. Tracy's interests include writing, singing, songwriting, reading, spades, and backgammon. Her song, Sexy Chocolate, was written into her series, and her song, My Heart Says Yes, was submitted to the very first American Idol songwriting competition in 2007. Tracy, also known as Beauty, was also a tournament director for Cases, Spades, and Backgammon Ladders. She's hosted live tournaments in evenings and on weekends at an MSN Gaming Zone and Safe Harbor Games and was a tourney champion. Tracy, welcome. Wilson, welcome to WVOX.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I see everyone's interested in hearing you, and I'm sure our listeners are. So, but why don't we really start in the beginning? How and why did you start writing?
I grew up in foster care in Westchester County, and writing was how I dealt with stress, and writing was also how I dealt with what was going on. If there was an impact or something happened in some way, I would just go to my place and write where I could create the happy ending that I wanted, or I would write a song about it.
That's terrific. So it really became a passion and outlet of yours that really
yes.
turned into a vocation, an avocation that turned into a vocation.
Yes.
That's the best way. So let's talk about this particular series. What was the one thing you enjoyed about writing this series?
The one thing I enjoyed about writing this series was, because the characters are so complex, was writing from the male point of view.
Can we talk a little bit about what it's about? Can you give us some hints?
Yes, I can. The main characters are Jordan and Trenise. Jordan being from the NBA, Michael Jordan, and Trenise, I fell in love with that name. She was on the American Idol.
Okay.
And I said, okay, so this is who we're going to be. And the series starts with the two of them coming together and both of them coming from relationships where neither one of them were satisfied psychologically, emotionally, or sexually. And the two of them coming together and satisfying and fulfilling each other's needs on all levels. And also having the writing and the music in common.
That's great. So you wrote this book, you were saying, from the male point of view. And how did people react to it when you showed it to your husband? And how did you figure out if you knew what men were thinking, what they were feeling?
I did speak to some men and get their opinion on some of the things I wrote. Most often, though, I would show it to my husband and say, honey, does this sound good? Is this something that men would say?
Mm-hmm.
And 99% of the time, he agreed, as well as other men that I showed excerpts to.
That's great. My guest is Tracy Wilson. She is the publisher of Beautiful Publications, and she is writing a wonderful, or has written a wonderful series of books that we're here talking about, and I guess we can say it's under the category of erotic fiction.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Are you writing more books? Is there another series coming? What comes next?
Yes, right now I am working on another book. I won't know yet if it's going to be a series until after I get further into it, because this series started out as two books and wound up being five books.
Okay.
Because as I got deeper into it, I said, well, okay, people are going to ask, well, what happened with this character, and what about this, and how did this wind up? So it could be a standalone. It could be a series.
Exciting. So when do you think that series will be ready?
In the next year.
Oh, quick. Great.
Yes.
And where can people buy your books? This first series, which is How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning.
The paperbacks are available on my website at beautifulpublications.com, and the ebooks are available on Amazon.
Great. Okay. So there's lots coming. My guest today is Tracy Wilson. She is the publisher of Beautiful Publications. And if you want to talk to her live on WVOX, if you're a writer of any kind, correct?
Yes.
You can call Tracy now at 636-0110. So why should readers buy your books?
Well, for starters, I give you a series with characters that you'll get to know and fall in love with, as opposed to writing five different books with different characters and similar stories.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's the only series that takes place in Westchester County.
Oh, that's the local connection.
And also, it's the only series where you can choose the sexually explicit or you could choose the rated PG.
Okay, great. So if you want to read the sexually explicit, but then share the experience with your daughter, with your child, they can read the PG.
Yes, they can. But also I have some friends that were waiting for me to write another version that was not sexually explicit. So there's something for everybody.
There's something for everyone. That's great. So if you're a writer, you've been writing a very long time since childhood. You write in all different genres. But if you had to choose one writer as a mentor, who would that be?
That would be Michael Basedon.
And who is that?
Michael Basedon is a fiction author. He also writes self-help books. He also has his own radio show. He also mentors other authors.
Okay.
And he encourages other authors. And he also lets you call in and ask him questions. And he met with me one-on-one and gave me some advice on how to pitch my books and how to do my website and how to establish a target audience.
Well, and that's very important because a lot of people sit down to write, especially at a certain point in their life, and they write, and then they have no idea what to do with it afterwards. And to have somebody guiding you through that process, and I know several people are in that position in life, to have somebody to guide you through how do you turn this, this thing that you've done for love and avocation into something marketable. And marketable that other people can enjoy and consume is a separate process. So from the creative side of writing, correct?
Yeah, so sometimes that process will inhibit people from writing. And the first thing that you have to do is write.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't fix what isn't written.
Right.
And that's why one of the things people ask, well, what advice would you give aspiring authors? And my advice to them is your worst book is your best book.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't fix what isn't written. And your first book is going to teach you everything that you need to know. You can always go back and fix it, but you can't fix what isn't written.
And when did you actually start writing the books? At what point in your life? Because
actually,
you wrote as a young woman.
Yes.
Now, obviously, you're a grandma, and
yes.
You know, and you're not quite as young as you used to be, though you're still a very young woman.
Mm-hmm.
When did you begin? I think we're taking a break now, and then we can come back.
Okay.
To WVOX and Tracy Wilson.
With business news at 20 past the hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on 1460 WVOX.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, after shedding more than 100 points earlier today, stocks are rebounding and slightly lower. The Dow is on track for an 8-day losing streak, its longest in more than 5.5 years, and the NASDAQ flirting in positive territory. However, one industry is riding a little bit higher today, the healthcare sector, as a result of the measure to replace Obamacare being scrapped. Now, that sector would have been potentially hurt by the proposed plan. Amazon delaying the public opening of its first cashier-less convenience store due to technical glitches. The e-commerce giant was due to launch Amazon Go by the end of the month in its hometown store in Seattle. The new service automatically charges customers when they leave with their purchases instead of needing to have cash registers. They do this by using cameras, sensors, and algorithms to watch customers and track what they select. However, it is unclear when it will now open as it works out the kinks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to blab it on WVOX. There's always something happening on Westchester's only local station, where many different voices are heard in the land.
WVOX.
Now, back to Westchester Means Business with Marcia Gordon, the president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester on 1460 WVOX. Once again, here's Marcia Gordon.
And we are live today. If you want to talk to our guest, who is Tracy Wilson, also known as Beauty. And Tracy is an author of erotic fiction and a publisher. And her first sexually explicit 5-book series was How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning. And I'm looking forward to reading it, actually. And she has a terrific background. Has written a song, Sexy Chocolate. She's a writer, a singer, a songwriter, The Spades and Backgammon, and has a radio show on Blog Radio called what?
Sexy Talk.
Sexy Talk. Great. And Tracy, if people want to reach you, what is your website? How can they get in touch with you?
Website is beautifulpublications.com, and they can also reach me by email, tracy@beautifulpublications.com.
Great. And they can meet you at the expo this
Wednesday,
the Business Council of Westchester Expo, 1-5.
Yes, I will definitely be there.
Great, at the Hilton Rytown. Let's talk a little bit about writer's block. I hear that's a real issue for writers. How do you beat it?
Well, you really don't beat it. I refer to writer's block as writer's break.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach that point where you can't, just put the pen down, put the paper down, and take a break and go look at something else. The more you write, and the better you become, the more writer's breaks you're going to need to take. And they're going to help you be a better writer, because you'll take a break, you'll go back, and then you'll pick it right back up and you'll look at it. You'll be able to tweak it, fix it, and continue.
That's fun. So the other part of your business is as a publisher, correct?
Yes.
So talk to us about why authors come to you to publish their books.
Well, for one, I accept unsolicited query letters.
Okay. What does that mean? Tell me the difference between that.
Because there are other publishers where you have to request permission to submit material to them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to request permission. You can definitely send me a brief synopsis or a query letter and say, hey, I have this book. I think you'd be interested in it. Also, I don't require you to have an agent.
Okay.
Which is something else that some of the major publishing houses will do, which puts a stumbling block for aspiring authors. And also, I don't shy away from sexually explicit material.
Okay. Well, that's so people like that.
Yeah.
Yep. And also, I know you have your own radio show with you do interviews.
Yes, I do. I have my own radio show, Sexy Talk, on Blog Talk Radio. I started that radio show to promote myself, but also to promote other aspiring authors who don't know where to go, especially with erotic material and sexually explicit material.
That's great. And I'm sure, and so people can get to it. How can they find your show?
It's sexytalk at blogtalkradio.com.
Great. Sexytalk at blogtalkradio.com. By the way, I'm Marcia Gordon. I am live. I'm not on Blog Talk now. I'm on WVOX. We are on WVOX 1460 here every Monday talking about business in Westchester County. And yes, Tracy Wilson's Beautiful Publications is a serious business. She is an author. She is a publisher. She is a speaker. And she is a Business Council of Westchester member. So the title for your series, How Far Are You Willing to Go? Tell us about that. How did you come up with that?
I came up with that because that's a question that we all ask ourselves every day. Whether you say it out loud or not, no matter what's going on in your life or what your situation is, everyone has a breaking point. So the title, How Far Are You Willing to Go, just seemed to fit.
Interesting. Now, I know that there's another local media station highlighted in your book. So, made it into your book.
Yes.
It's not highlighted. I guess that's a better word. Made it into your book. Tell us about that.
Okay, that is News 12 in Westchester. And News 12...
Do they know that? Does Janine Rose know that News 12? And
Yes, they do.
Oh, fun.
Yes, they do know that. And I also let News 12 in Connecticut know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that they were a major part of the series because they were a major part of my life. And while working for the city of Yonkers, the first time I got laid off, I was interviewed by John Goff.
Mm-hmm.
When I was laid off from the city of Yonkers, and then fortunately for me, they called me back. The second time I was laid off while working for the city of Yonkers, I was interviewed by Janine Rose. Mayor Zaleski was the mayor at the time, and the CSEA union was fighting for their contract, and Mayor Zaleski was talking about standing behind the podium and doing his job as mayor. And I went to this particular rally, and I stood up and spoke, and I said, we don't need you to stand behind your podium. We need you to stand behind your word
mm-hmm.
and give us a fair mm-hmm. contract. And
you're not a shy person, Tracy, are
no.
you?
No. And Janine Rose quoted me there. And working for now Westchester County, we had been without a contract for some time, and at that time, Spano was the county executive. And we went to a rally in the chambers, the city council, and he was there. And everyone was given an opportunity to speak, and I decided I was going to get his attention by changing the words to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And I got up there and sang To Save Us All from Spano's Power. And Amy Nay came over to interview me at that time.
My gosh.
So I said, I have to put, this series is based in Westchester County, and everyone knows News 12. I have to put them in the series.
I can't wait to read it. Now I really can't wait to read it. That's a lot of fun. Tracy, you're also someone who has really transitioned your life and your work life from, you know, from working for city and county government in social services.
Yes.
Right on that?
Yes.
And then becoming an author, a creative person, and an entrepreneur. We have maybe half a minute left. That takes a lot to do that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, I actually think the way I transitioned my personal life into my writing, I think that I'm a better writer because of it.
That's great. Great. Well, thank you. So Tracy Wilson from Beautiful Publications, she's also known as Beauty. Again, where can people reach you?
You can contact me, Tracy, at beautifulpublications.com, and reach me on my website, beautifulpublications.com.
Great. And buy her books. I can't wait. It's a 5-book series. It's titled, again, what is the title?
How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning.
Wow, that sounds very juicy.
Yes, so, thank you so much for having
me. Oh, well, thank you for being here. We look forward to seeing you and all of our WVOX listeners and businesses at the Business Expo this coming Wednesday at the Hilton Rye Town. Have a great week for business.